This recording, Russia 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
Raindrops in the air that act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. Those take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to a legend, a boiling pot of gold at the end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bright bridge over which the gods pass from the earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's ray by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection but refraction by the raindrops from which caused the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the color band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with abnormal white-yellow band. Since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue.
Well, my twins usually get up at 5:45, 6 o'clock, so I play with them for a few minutes and I change their diapers and then we eat. I mean, they eat and I feed them. I bottle fed them. So I feed them till maybe like it takes me hour and a half to feed them. And then they usually go back to sleep for another 45 minutes or so. So while they're sleeping, I'm doing their bottles because I usually prepare them in the morning for the rest of the day. So I don't have to bother with that anymore. After they wake up, I give them a little juice and they play with them and then we eat again. And then it takes me another hour and a half, and then they go back to sleep. When it's a good weather, I take them outside, and then we walk, and they have a stroller and everything like that. And when we come back home, we eat, like, a vegetable soup. And after that, they sleep again, and then my husband comes home, and the whole family gets together, and we play with them, and we have dinner. And around 7 o'clock, we start like washing them and giving them food. They eat cereal at night, and then they go to bed around maybe 8:15, 8:20. They usually fall asleep by 8:30. So that's our whole day.